Chest rattling. That's one way to describe this. It's a new world record for the largest number of low brass instruments playing together. At least 620 tubas, baritone, and euphonium players gathered at Disneyland today to play Christmas carols, something known as Tuba Christmas. And NPR's Netta Ulaby says there's one near you.
There's a tuba Christmas in your state around this time of year. Musician Jay Converse is here at this Virginia mall with his sousaphone. It looks like a giant mutant tuba.
Best part about this horn is scaring small children.
The sousaphone is in gay apparel, tinsel garlands, and twinkling Christmas tree lights.
With the batteries, the wreath, the wiring, it weighs about 37 pounds, so it just kind of sits on my shoulder a little bit. And by the end of the concert, I'll be a little bit sore.
This is the first Tuba Christmas here in Fredericksburg, Virginia. It's one of over 200 around the U.S. The local organizer, 16-year-old Garrett Atkinson, rustled up 10 tuba teachers and students.
To have an ensemble with just tubas and just euphoniums, it's great. I mean, I love the sound that tuba gets, and you get a bunch of them together. It's almost like an organ.
The tubist Harvey Phillips conceived the idea. It was to honor all artists and teachers through the late William Bell.
William J. Bell was a legendary tuba player and teacher who died on Christmas Day in 1971. For the past 33 years, tubists have played carols in his memory around Christmas at malls, street fairs, and churches. The fat, round sounds drew shopper Kevin Curtis from Macy's, past Hot Topic, and the American Eagle Outfitters to the food court, where the musicians teetered on a tiny stage.
I just love brass. I was sitting at the other end of the mall, and I told the wife, I said, that sounds live. And she says, oh, I think it is.
There's a captive audience that includes Rossi Warren. He works in a kiosk just a few feet away. Warren wishes the sound was a little less assertive.
Yeah, because we're trying to sell cell phones over here. It's like, it's kind of noisy, but I like it, though. It's cool.
The impromptu, even ragged nature of an ensemble with little time to practice doesn't bother shopper Kevin Curtis. For him, he says, any live music is magic.
It grabs me and it ties me up, it holds me. Now, if it's no good, I still try to listen. Got to start somewhere to get better, right?
Come Christmas, Curtis says he can get a little melancholy. His kids are far from home. The mall felt cold, even impersonal. Then the brass warmed it up.
Kind of gives you faith in mankind and almost moves the spirit. So as long as he's practicing art like this, life will go on. I truly believe that.
Somewhere, William Bell is smiling. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.